T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 6:30 here on a Friday morning, 75 degrees. Wichita police are asking for the public's help in finding a missing man. 53-year-old Darren Walker was last seen May 20th at his home in the 400 block of West Central. Walker is 5 feet 10 inches tall, 175 pounds, with green eyes and white hair. Walker needs continual assistance and medical supplies to treat a recent surgery. Police said he is missing under circumstances not conforming to his normal routine or habits. And if you know where Darren Walker is, you're asked to call 911 immediately. If you have information for investigators, call Detective Donnie Moore at 316-268-4114.
A former police chief in California facing charges stemming from the deadly Capitol Hill riot in January.
Former La Habra Police Chief Alan Hostetter and 5 other men have been indicted on conspiracy charges in the January 6th attack. Authorities say the 6 men joined a Telegram chat on New Year's Day to coordinate with other people ahead of the riot. Hostetter founded the far-right group American Phoenix Project to protest coronavirus restrictions and has also used the group to advocate for violence against people who supported the results of the election. Prosecutors say Hostetter and another man tried pushing through a line of officers on the West Terrace. Hostetter's attorney says he's troubled by the indictment, noting Hostetter is not accused of committing any violence and never entered the Capitol building. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Worries about inflation as consumer prices rise dramatically. Fox's Kevin Cork has details from Washington.
The U.S. economy suffering its biggest surge in inflation in nearly 13 years, with consumer prices rising by 5% in May when compared to a year ago. And that's especially true for big-ticket items such as vehicles, with prices for used cars and trucks soaring, up a whopping 7.3% from the previous month, driving one-third of the rise in the overall index. The indexes for furniture, airline fares, and apparel also rising sharply in May.
The Federal Reserve has so far resisted adjusting interest rates in the short term.
A survey taken by the National Federation of Independent Business shows a problem in trying to find new employees. With more on the story, here's Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
Dan Murray, NFIB State Director in Kansas, says that the survey shows small businesses are struggling to bounce back from the pandemic. He says that a record high 48% of small business owners in May reported unfilled job openings, according to NFIB's monthly jobs report. Small business owners report finding qualified employees remains a problem, with 93% of owners hiring or trying to hire reporting few or no qualified applications for the positions they were trying to fill. Over 55% of owners say they have either already raised pay or plan to do so in the next 3 months.
Last month, the fourth consecutive month of record high readings for unfilled job openings, 26 points higher than the 48-year historical reading of 22%.
Catholic Charities of Wichita offers help to the homeless, disabled, the elderly, and victims of domestic violence. KNSS News asked Executive Director Wendy Glick how the pandemic has impacted Catholic Charities. She says they were able to help more people, but with a different approach.
We're a caring ministry. All of our different ministries are approaching people with trying to first and foremost share God's love and then meet their physical needs. And with that, we like to do a lot of hugging and a lot of patting people on the back. And, you know, we had to social distance. We couldn't use that model or operate in our normal ways.
Wendy Glick is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's already a warm and muggy start to the day, with temperatures again expected to be in the low 90s this afternoon with significant humidity. But by later on today, we could see a few thunderstorms form. Most of those, though, will be to the east of Wichita. Tonight, scattered storms come to an end. Our low 68, sunny and 89 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now a few clouds, 75 degrees, southeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 6:34, Steve at 10 in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330, KNSS, Friday, June 11th. On this date in 1962, three prisoners at Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay staged an escape, leaving the island on a makeshift raft. They were never found or heard from again.
Yeah, so...
Now, these were criminals, and if these guys had made it, we would have heard from them somehow.
We think so.
Or they went to South America. What happened was they got washed up. Because apparently, they say the tide there going out to sea is unreal between Alcatraz and the shore.
Yeah, most likely they're at the Davy Jones Locker there in the bay.
Have you been to Alcatraz?
Three times?
I've only been there once. It is fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Just a boat ride out there,
little island.
You've got this gray water all the way out there, and you're just foreboding. And then you get out there and see this place where all these famous criminals were kept, including Al Capone. And, of course, Clint Eastwood made a movie, or he was in a movie about that, the way they did the escape. Fascinating movie. It was just, these guys just, it's a pretty good prison movie. I rank it, not Shawshank, but it's a good prison movie because it's based on fact, and it's pretty good. They had a pretty good riot out there, one or two, maybe two riots out there. Or they had to just open fire on those guys. I remember seeing or reading about that or being told about that. And they put us in, when we went to tour, I don't know if they did this with you, they put us in solitaire and they let a couple of us just go in there and shut the door.
They still do that.
And they shut the door to that solitary confinement. There's no light.
Nope. It's pitch dark.
And if you've ever been in pitch dark, it is creepy.
It's a little disconcerting.
You don't want to stay in there very long. Alcatraz. Okay. First, he said he was a big fan of taking pictures of old farm machinery. But authorities in California's wine country say a man they rescued was actually caught up in a big fan and was also a big fan of meth. Authorities were called to...
Starting to connect the dots here.
Here we go. Authorities were called to check out a suspicious vehicle near a winery in Santa Rosa, California. They found a man stuck in the shaft of a vineyard fan inside. Authorities say the man's story didn't check out because the farm equipment wasn't that old, and he seemed to have more methamphetamine than camera gear in his possession.
Yeah.
Police say he will be fine, but will have to face trespassing and drug charges. Stuck in a fan. The Senate has passed a bill that would outlaw the sale of shark fins in the U.S. Shark fins are controversial because of the way they are harvested. Fishermen capture sharks, cut off the fin, then release the back into the water to die.
That's
nice, huh?
Depressing.
While shark fin isn't nearly as popular here as in other parts of the world, about 500,000 pounds of it are imported into the U.S. every year. The bill now heads to the House for approval. That's one more example of people really not caring what nature does or how they treat it. Ah, okay. All right, Ted, you've got the 1776 coming up on the 1st of July, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, right? It's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
It's going to be a great weekend. Of course, you won't be able to shoot fireworks. Well, maybe you can after the show. But you're John Adams again this year. On this coming Tuesday evening, I'm going to be co-host of the Junior Achievements Annual Wichita Business Hall of Fame Banquet, along with my good friend Susan Peters. And I found out yesterday that this will be the 11th time that Susan and I have done this hosting job. And it's just a great way to honor junior achievement, and the kids are there. They've got business leaders are going to be honored, going to have actually a couple and three other individuals. One of them was Scott Redler from Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Freddy's, and of course, the late Freddie Simon, one of our good buddies, and he's going to be honored at this thing. That is going to be Tuesday night. At Marriott, the Wichita Marriott.
Very good.
They have a good banquet. It's pretty good chow every year, and it's a fun deal. And there are going to be probably 300 people there, and some of the biggest names in Wichita business. I'll put it that way. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update
with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, Thursday, the live cattle traded mixed while the feeder cattle traded negative most of the session. The entire cattle complex did manage to close positive late in the session on late buying. The weekly steer carcass weighed 884 pounds, down 4 pounds from the previous week and 7 pounds lower than a year ago. Now, so far this week, cash cattle price action looks to be steady with last week. Lean hogs yesterday traded two-sided and closed mostly positive with more new contract highs for deferred contracts. On the close, August live cattle 27 cents higher, 118.55. August feeders 12 cents higher, 148.40. And July hogs 17 lower, 121.32. Now, the USDA report Thursday only caused fireworks for about the first 30 minutes after the report. The close was mixed for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. The spot corn contract has closed negative on the session following the monthly USDA report, four of the past five reports, and it looks like it might happen again today. The Kansas wheat crop is pegged at 359 million bushels, up 28 million from last month. And at the moment, we are looking at July KC wheat, 6 cents lower at 634 and a quarter, July corn down 9.5 cents at 689.5, and July soybeans down 10 and a quarter at 1533.5. July crude oil, 26 cents higher at $70.55. August gold, $5.10 lower at 1,891.30. The June S&P, 5.5 points higher at 4,243.5. June dollar index, 21 cents higher at $90.29. And June Dow Jones futures, 64 points higher at 34,525. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, where's the wheat harvesting going on right now? Are we in Oklahoma? We're in Oklahoma by now.
Mainly in the southern part of Oklahoma.
Okay.
But it's going to be working its way more up towards the middle, to even maybe some of the central northern parts of Oklahoma later this weekend.
Now, do custom cutters do that primarily now, or do the local farmers do their own? How does that work?
Varies tremendously. Some areas it's more custom than it is local. Some areas you've got them where they're doing both. They have their own combines, but they're also having custom cutters help them too. So it varies a lot.
And so those guys who custom cut, they get a crew together, huh, and start down where? Down in Texas someplace and
yep.
Just work their way north, huh?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay. And we were talking about combines the other day, and when are we going to get together to have a combine race, you and me?
We was really talking about having a combine demolition.
Take about
look, more fun racing.
You look at one of those things, you say, well, we could do that, but it'd probably take a week and a half to really render them immobile, you know? I presume you've been to a demolition derby, haven't you?
I have only seen the combine demolition derbies on TV. I've never been to one personally.
Have you been to a car demolition derby? Because I saw one in Hutch when I was a kid up there at the State Fair. They had one, I think.
Yep, and I know several people that just love doing that.
Do they still do them? Because those are really kind of...
Oh, yes. They still do them.
Kind of fun to watch. A demolition derby is basically, I guess, the old Joyland Park where they had the bumping cars. Only you're doing it with real cars in an arena. And you just keep bumping into each other till there's only one car left going. Isn't that the way it works?
It's exactly the way it works.
Yeah.
Oh, that was one of my favorite episodes of Happy Days. Fonzie joined the Demolition Derby. That was awesome.
All the fun that can be had. All right. Thank you, guys. 642, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Entrepreneurs and diversification. That's his topic. Don is on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.